Now, we heard some lovely initiatives on Ollie and Dimpna's show this morning. And Amanda Fox from Autism Friendly Waterford is in studio with me, along with Jessica Manning, Customer Service and Marketing Manager at City Square. How are you, Amanda?
Great, Damien. Thank you so much for having me on again.
Not at all. Good to talk to you again and good to see you, Jessica. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
We'll talk about the specific issues in terms of how this is going to operate. But Amanda, give me an overview on this, please.
Okay, so Autism Friendly Waterford, we are part of the As I Am initiative for the autism friendly communities. We are the first who are going for autism friendly city. Now, Dublin are also hot on our heels, so obviously we want to beat them to the post if we can. But what we want to do is we want to make this city even better than it already is. Everything that you're already doing, we just want to add in that autism friendly part so that autistic people in our community can find it easier to go to shops, do their own shopping. They can find it easier to eat out, go to a nightclub, whatever it is they want to do, so it can be specifically inclusive. We also want to encourage businesses for employment. So there's no point taking autistic people's money if you're not also going to hire us and give us some money, okay? This is how it works. So what we're doing with the initiative is we've been given a goal by As I Am to bring on board 20 private businesses, 20 voluntary organisations and 20 public organisations. Okay, that's our target. We've got 3 years to do it. We're in our second year. And what we're doing to make them autism friendly is, first of all, there's a free training that we do. It's a 3-hour interactive training, completely free to all the organisation. The organisation will decide to put forward a few champions, depending on how many employees they have. You can find all this on our website, www.autismfriendlywaterford.com. And the champions they send to our training will be trained. We have a video from Adam from As I Am. We have interactive activities and we have lots of advice, slides and presentations that you can bring away with you.
So why did you ask City Square to come on board with you?
So City Square, we didn't even have to ask. City Square were one of the ones banging down our door. They were excellent. So they were at the very first training. We run these once a month. They were at the first training. And they actually asked me, even before they left the training, could they have what we call our bespoke support session? So the bespoke support session is where I myself come along. My name is Amanda Fox and I have a company called autastic.ie where I offer neuroaffirmative supports for anyone who's neurodiverse and their families and organisations. So what I did was I booked my first slot with Jessica from City Square and we helped look at specific accommodations that can put in place for sensory, environmental and employment.
And we'll do a little bit for social media on this as well. Jessica, talk to me about your involvement in this.
So it was hugely, hugely important for us to basically to kind of create our awareness about it. So what we started doing was, the first step that we made was contact Amanda to book in for a session, which was, and honestly, I'm not only saying it because you're here, but it was one of the best courses that we have ever been on. It was just the perfect balance of humour, very informative, great icebreakers. It was brilliant. So all the management team, myself, Dennis Carl, who was the centre manager, Lavina Fitzgerald, who was the Western Facilities Manager. She looks after all our security staff and cleaning staff. So we went down to the Tower Hotel for that training session. And what our plan was, so once management are fully knowledgeable, then we will pass it down then to our tenants. So that's actually another thing that myself and Amanda have already linked in with. So Amanda's going to come in now soon and link in with our tenants because we have nearly 30 stores now within the centre. So we want to start from management.
Yeah, it's very important that a chain of command or a chain of knowledge is created.
Absolutely.
So there's no point in ye saying to somebody in the store, oh, by the way, will you be autism friendly?
Yeah.
It has no meaning.
It doesn't. No, I totally agree with you. And I was just, how detailed and it just really increased my understanding of what autism is. It really gave me an insight. And because Amanda is autistic herself, it just highlighted even more to us. So before the training session was nearly finished, I contacted Amanda. I was like, please, we really need to book a bespoke session with you. So Amanda came in and we went outside the centre and we looked a day in the life of Amanda, basically walked through the centre. And it was a really, really eye opener for me. Even Amanda, you were very complimentary of the centre, but just the challenges that Amanda might come up against every time she enters the centre. Such little things like like Amanda was suggesting, that we introduce floor directional stickers, because I was telling her our plan for more signage and where it was going, and she was saying that for me, she said, the glare. So if you were putting signage here, the glare, I want to avoid that. So there's directional stickers, things like up in our food hall. What we're going to do is introduce little sensory kits for families that are coming. So any of the food outlets, you can go up if your child is a bit distressed, or even an adult that just want to make it a kind of a more experience that they want more to kind of experience they enjoy.
Yeah.
They can just pop up and get in the sensory kit.
So just on the food hall, for those that don't know it, it's an open plan area. It's upstairs at City Square. I know it myself. There's a number of cafes and little, I suppose, food outlets.
Yes, yeah.
And then you've got an open seating area, and some of the others have a little seating area. So how would that area affect, if that's the right word, somebody with autism, somebody who's autistic?
So any of these shopping centres, the food hall is always situated upstairs. I suppose that's to encourage people to do the shopping and then have a nice rest and break, which probably suits neurotypical people very well. For neurodivergent people, specifically autistic people, the problem is that noise rises. So the open plan, although it's lovely because you can see everything that's going on, there's a lot of distractions for us, there's a lot of noise, there's a lot of different colours. And City Square is a beautiful building. There's a lot of glass, but then there's a lot of glare for us too. So what we want to do in Autism Friendly Waterford is make this a very realistic thing that any business can do. So what I said to Jessica is, we don't expect you to knock your building to the ground and start again. All we think is, for instance, the sensory kit that we were recommending, some dark glasses, some earbuds, some fidget toys, and perhaps some squeeze balls for stress that anyone, whether an adult or a child, can easily pick up from one of the baskets that are going to have dotted around the City Square. And they're going to be able to use those things to regulate themselves, feel calmer in the space. They can enjoy the City Square a little bit more, and also it helps them stay there for longer. Because when you're a parent of an autistic child, which I also am, I have two neurodivergent children, you're trying to get things in, you're trying to have your day, and guess what? You're 8 minutes at the Burger King or wherever you are, and someone's not happy. It's too noisy, it's too uncomfortable, it's too bright. And next thing you know, you haven't even got your food and you have to leave. You have to make that sharp exit to the car. The good thing about City Square, though, we were talking about this earlier, Jessica, yeah. For any of you families listening out there and you want a little day trip, they have their own car park. So you can literally arrive, get out of the car in the car park and just get the lift straight into the shopping centre. You can get your groceries there. You can get your clothes done, especially if you've got confirmation communion coming up. And then you can go and have your food as well back in the car.
Jessica, the things that Amanda's talking about there, and this is very important for businesses because business costs are quite high.
Yeah.
And then people think, oh, I don't want to take on extra costs.
Yeah.
So in terms of you embracing this and also getting your tenants to embrace it, that's vital, that the changes are simple, cost minimal, but also will have a greater benefit for everybody.
That's actually one thing that surprised me as well about the course, because it was an area that we looked in last year, and I know a lot of businesses do autism-friendly hours, which is quite manageable when you're just one store. But say for a shopping centre with nearly 30 tenants, trying to get everyone on the same page to get the noise and the lighting right is a little bit difficult. So for Amanda suggesting the little changes, like the sensory kits, like the disposable earbuds, like floor sticker, it's such simple, not really effect or cost effective, but can make such a difference in your everyday life. It really took me by surprise that it's not a big cost driven program.
And how important was it for you to try? Again, we'd never be able to do it fully, but to try and at least get into the mind or the sensory experience of somebody with autism.
It just blew me away. It really did. How just the obstacles that they come against every single day that can be just changed so easily by a few little changes from businesses. And even from chatting to a few of our tenants now already, like they've introduced a few little changes already. And the feedback has been fantastic. It's just little changes. But I would encourage any business, especially Waterford, which we're obviously trying to get on the map. The course is so worthwhile. It was, as I said, one of the best courses we've ever been on. So informative. And it's all free. And your bespoke session, all free, which is that on-site visit just really, really, it was just really good. It was just a real insight. So I'd highly recommend the course to anyone.
And what does this mean for ye as an organisation, as a landlord of tenants, to bring everybody on board? I presume as well it has a bigger effect than, inverted commas, just the autism-friendly matters, that it brings an awful lot more maybe realisation of customer needs. There's lots of little knock-on effects, I presume, as well.
Well, it's accessible for everybody. I mean, it's not just autistic people you're going to be helping. It's anyone who struggles a little bit with being out in public, busy places, bright places. So it's going to make everything a bit more accessible. Another plan we talked about, Jessica, didn't we, was just signposting the exits. City Square, for anyone who's been there, has got three different exits, which makes it very accessible to anywhere you are in town. But for me, I personally get lost a lot. So just to name those exits so people can make it as a meeting point in their city.
Yeah. And another thing that we're doing is we're organising a short video for someone, say, that's going to visit the centre, that they go on to the website, see the short video. So it just shows them, you park here, you go up the escalator, you know exactly. But I was saying to Amanda, like, that's, for me with two young kids, if I was going somewhere new, that's very, it just takes all the anxiousness out. So it doesn't necessarily have to be just someone with autism. It really does benefit everyone. And even the stickers, that just, it just benefits everybody. I don't know anyone that wouldn't find that helpful.
How many autism spaces have you got in the car park at the minute?
At the moment, we are in talks, because the iPark is a management agency for the, like, City Square directly don't own the car park.
Correct.
So we're still in talks.
You're in talks, getting, okay. Yeah. Because again, these things take time. They don't just happen overnight.
Absolutely, yeah. But we are trying every angle we can to... Mm.
Do you want to thank anybody or mention anybody in terms of, I suppose, all the tenants and everybody on to, and all the staff as well?
Yeah, so I want to thank Dennis Carl, the centre manager, because he's been so on board and pushing this for a long time. Lavina Fitzgerald, who's the Western Facilities Manager, who, as I said, looks after all our cleaning and security staff and all the tenants, because the reaction and feedback towards it has been so positive, which is so, so important.
In terms of people getting in touch, you gave out the website earlier, but just a plea to any business that's out there.
Yep. So remember, whether you're a private business, voluntary organisation or a public organisation, we need you on board. Let's make Waterford the first autism-friendly city. Come on board. You can look up our website, which I already talked about. You can email us at autismfriendlywaterford@gmail.com, or you can phone or text us on 089 212 5535. We'll book you in for this whole free process and support you every step of the way.
And today is World Autism Day.
Yep.
It's just a topic that in the past was completely neglected, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
You know, it's great to see it, but it's a big catch-up that's happening now.
Yeah, that needs to be done.
Yeah. And the importance of it for people's lives. Like, when your children and yourself are in a situation where some place is autism-friendly, how does it feel?
It's going to open up our lives a lot, because there are certain things that they feel like they can't do or don't want to do because of those barriers and not everybody would see. And like Jessica says, they're actually very small barriers. Mm. So if everyone comes together as a community to remove those small barriers, it's going to mean that we have a more inclusive life and allows us to reach our potential.
Lovely. Amanda, thanks so much.
Thank you, Damien.
Appreciate it. Jessica, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Damien.
And well done to everybody. Fair play to you.
Thank
it's great. Thank you.